All right, this is Eric Lopez, ESPN 1080 The Team. I'm now joined by the first-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Rays, Mikey Mattuck. Mikey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Give me your thoughts, obviously, on that draft day there. You're looking at the board, and then he gets selected in the first round by Tampa Bay. What went through your mind?
The draft's a long, long process. So it's, it was a bunch of anxiety, a bunch of, unknown. We really didn't know what was going to happen, but, it was me and my family, and we were sitting down watching the draft. And when my name got called, it was kind of like a sigh of relief and excitement all mixed in one. It was a special time for me and my family.
What were people telling you up leading up to the draft? I mean, what were some of the talk? I mean, were you expecting to go earlier? I mean, what was the talk going into the draft?
Well, you don't really expect. The more expectations you have, the more disappointment you end up having. So I didn't really go in there with any expectations. I was told anywhere from, 9 to end of the first round. So it's pretty much, I can go anywhere in that span. So I was kind of, I was just kind of expecting anything and just kind of going with the flow. And anytime your name gets called in the first round, it's a special time for you and for me. That's no different. So I was excited to see the Rays call me.
How quickly did you hear from the Rays after you were selected?
Well, they called me probably. I saw my name on the screen first, and then almost immediately after that, they called me and congratulated me, and just told me that they would be in touch and they're excited to have me.
Who did you hear from on the Rays organization? Who called? Did Andrew Freeman call you? I mean, who called?
It was a local scout. It was the guy that talked to me, Ricky Drexler, that talked to me, throughout the process. So he called me and congratulated me, and then the next couple of days, I ended up talking to the other part of the organization, and they wished me congratulations also.
Of course, this is not the first time you've gone through this process of the draft. When you came out of high school, you were drafted in the 39th round by the Marlins. Take me through that time when you were selected by the Marlins. You decided to pass on that. You went to LSU. Clearly, it was the right decision. You went up and win a national title, and you end up in the first round. But take me through that process at that time when you were selected in the 39th round of why you passed on that to go to LSU.
Out of high school, I was kind of I really had no idea how the draft worked, and I really didn't know what to expect. And so I was kind of a late bloomer, and I didn't go to any showcases or any, East Coast showcase or anything like that. So I was kind of under the radar, I guess you would say, and at the end of the year, I started getting some recognition. And I was told I was supposed to go top 10 rounds, and then that didn't happen. I was actually playing a baseball at a tournament. I was actually playing a baseball game during the draft, and things didn't work out the way they had told me they were going to work out. Teams had told me, not necessarily the Marlins, but so I kind of fell to the 39th round, and I really wasn't ready emotionally or mentally or physically really to go out of high school. I needed to go to college, and once I slipped to the 39th round and kind of realized that I wasn't going to get the money that was worth me leaving college, I felt more comfortable going to school.
Were other teams contacted you? I mean, was there any inklings, like maybe other teams were interested? I mean, did you get any read as far as what teams you say, well, I might go here? Was that one of those things? Or you just watch the draft and say, you know what, whatever happens, happens?
It was kind of whatever happens, happens. You really don't know what's going to happen with, teams can say all they want, but in reality, you don't really know. I mean, they talk about so many different things behind closed doors, so you really have no idea what they're thinking, or maybe that some guys on the board they didn't expect to be on the board. So I didn't really have an inkling on where I was going to go. I was just kind of hoping I got drafted in the first round, and whatever team drafted me, I was going to be excited to go play for them.
We're speaking with first round draft pick Mikey Mattuck of the Tampa Bay Rays. Mikey, you had a tremendous year here, which was amazing because the bats obviously were changed this year in college baseball. It went from aluminum to the BBC ore, but it did not affect you. Your numbers were tremendous. Talk about the adjustments of switching bats in college baseball, but it didn't affect you. You had your best year, arguably, of your career. Why? What was that?
To be honest with you, I really didn't make any adjustments. I mean, with the bats or my swing, my approach was a little bit different. you know, I didn't want to try to swing for the fences all the time, which, I mean, that's not kind of on my game anyway, but, you know, I was just going up there and trying to, you know, stay within myself and kind of take what the pitcher's giving me and not really try to force the issue too much. So, you know, throughout the year, I was fortunate enough to get some good pitches and barrel them up, and they were able to travel for me. But, you know, I didn't go into the year trying to hit 14 homers, and, you know, I was just trying to put my offensive team in the best position to win. So I was, you know, by doing that, I was able to put up some pretty good numbers, and, you know, I was excited about it.
Let me take me back to why'd you decide to go to LSU? Tell me about the recruiting process there as you ended up going to LSU.
Well, when I was younger, I mean, I'm from Louisiana. I live, you know, my hometown's 45 minutes west of Baton Rouge. So, or east of Baton Rouge, sorry. So I was kind of born, you know, into the purple and gold. And, you know, my dad passed away when I was four, but he played football for LSU. My uncle played football for LSU. My mom graduated from LSU. So I was, you know, I was born and raised in LSU Tiger, and when I got the opportunity to go there, and you know, I just kind of jumped on it. And, you know, LSU having the tradition and you know, all the World Series titles that they've had in the past and all the great players that have come out of there, you know, all that didn't really hurt in my decision either. So it was a tough decision, or it wasn't really a tough decision. It was a big decision, but you know, from day one, I really knew where I wanted to go.
Obviously, you had to play for Coach Maneri. I believe, was Coach Rooney and Coach Godwin, did they recruit you while you were there during the process at all, or was it just Coach Maneri?
No, they did. They, I actually committed to when they were the assistant coaches. Coach Rooney and Coach Godwin both recruited me, and I actually committed to them, or to LSU with them there. And, you know, they left, and, you know, they're doing a great job at UCF. And, you know, but, you know, I'm happy that, you know, they liked me enough to offer me, and you know, I just wanted to come here and you know, help this team win, and I was able to do that.
What's it like to play for Coach Maneri?
Excuse me? I didn't hear
What's it like to play for Coach Maneri? What's he like as a coach?
He's awesome. He's, you know, he's a little bit different than you would portray him out to be. You know, he's tough. You know, he gets on you a little bit. I don't know how to explain it, but he's pretty tough on us. He kind of tells you how it is, and, you know, if you mess up, he's going to let you know about it. And, you know, but if you do well and you do something great, you know, he's going to be the first one there to tell you how great it was and pat you on the back. So, he's a guy who's very, very loyal to his team, and he's a great coach. He's just, he makes every player feel comfortable with him. And, you know, 99% of the players that come through have a great relationship with them.
Now, of course, your freshman year, you were part of that national championship team. You were a big contributor to that. You had a big RBI game winner in game one of that series against Texas in the championship series. I mean, if you had a chance to reflect on that national championship year, I know the last 2 years as a team it didn't go the way you would have liked from that standpoint, but that first year was certainly special, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime you win a national championship, it's special, but you know, coming in my freshman year and my first time at LSU, we won a national championship. That was pretty crazy, and, you know, it was a special, special time. That team, you know, I think is going to go down arguably as one of the greatest teams in LSU history, if not the greatest team. And, you know, we just had a bunch of special players. We already had two players from that team make their major league debut, so it was awesome. You know, we had a great bunch of guys, and just everything came together at the right time, and that's a time that I will never forget.
And of course, you were all SEC tournament. You won an SEC title, and during your career, when people say, how do you want people to remember your college career?
You know, I just want people to remember me as a person who's a very fiery competitor. You know, I was very passionate. I played the game, you know, with my emotions on my sleeves, and I didn't really want, you know, to take anything for granted. So that's kind of, I don't want people necessarily to remember me for my athletic ability as much as my, you know, my passion and my energy and the way I play the game.
Now, of course, what's next in this process? Obviously, you're going to negotiate with the Rays, try to see if you can sign and all that process. I mean, is that kind of the – what is the next step here in this process?
No, that's it. You said it. You know, I'm going to – I'm working out and hitting and doing all the things here and, you know, just going to wait and see what happens with, you know, negotiations. And me and my family are going to go through that and see if we can get a deal done and go and play. You know, the Rays are a good organization, and I'm sure it's gonna be a different time for me. I've never been through this, but at the same time, it's gonna be a fun time, and looking forward to it.
Now, you played some right field and center field while at LSU. Do you have a preference? I mean, what position do you like playing overall?
My favorite position, I like the most is center field. Now, I've played that since I was 7 years old, and I feel that's my best position. You know, I don't know if everybody else feels that way, but that's what I feel. And you know, if they give me a chance in center, then I'm gonna go out there and show everybody that, you know, I'm the guy in center, and you know, I'm just ready for that challenge.
I've always wondered about this when guys get drafted. Do you look, when you get drafted by a certain team, do you right away look at what their farm system looks like as far as what players do they have in certain Class A, or is that not something that's crossed your mind yet?
It's crossed my mind. I haven't looked at it, and I don't really know who's in the farm system. I know B.J. Upton's up there in the majors and all that, but regardless of, you know, who's in front of me or what, how many out-center fielders they have in the farm system or anything like that, you know, I'm excited for this opportunity, and, you know, I'm a competitor, and I like to compete, so if you know, anybody is ahead of me or whatever, it's gonna bring out the best in me, and it's gonna, you know, make me work harder.
Do you have a favorite player in the big leagues? Is there a player you kind of thrive to play like? Do you have one?
To be honest with you, I do not. I do not have a favorite player. I'm a baseball fan, so I kind of just watch everybody and just enjoy the center fielders or the outfielders in particular that really just play the game right and play the game hard. So, you know, anybody that, you know, gives up their body and really doesn't really care about running into the wall or jumping into the wall or diving or whatever, you know, you can put them up as my favorite players. But I don't really model my game after anybody. You know, I kind of want to be my own player, but I'll take bits and pieces from people. I don't really model or have a favorite player.
If I went up to a Rays fan or a Major League Baseball fan and to describe your game, what would you want them to know about you?
I would like them to know that I'm a guy that can really I can do really almost anything and anything pretty well. You know, if you tell me to do something, I'll be able to do it, rather not regardless if I can do it then or, you know, if it's going to take me some time to do it. But I take pride in my work ethic, and you know, I'm going to work to get to be the best player that I can possibly be. And whether or not it's making, you know, one aspect of my game better than the others, and you know, I'll be able to do that also.
Well, congrats again on being the first round selection. Good luck the rest of the way there. Mikey Matuk, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Mikey Matuk, first round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Rays. Eric Lopez here for ESPN 1080, The Team.